I'm Lisa Mullins. The first portion of a monument to pay tribute to those killed and injured in the Boston Marathon bombings 6 years ago went up today. WBUR's Quincy Walters was there.
When the bombs went off on Boylston Street in 2013, Paige Farrell was on her way to the marathon.
I was in Boston on my way, and I heard, and I diverted. I think everyone was in shock.
Today, Farrell was back and watched as crews erected four bronze spires a block away from the finish line where one of the bombs exploded that day. The spires will be draped with lights. A plaque says, "We finished the race, we reclaimed the finish line, we remember April 15th, 2013. Looking at it, Farrell says she has a feeling of calm.
There's a peace to them, and I think perhaps there's an intention with that, to bring a peace to a tragedy. I think they look so beautiful.
The intention is peace and reflection, says artist Pablo Eduardo. The sculptor, who has works in multiple states and in Bolivia and England, says this project is the most challenging and the most important. Eduardo says the memorial is here to honor the lives lost and serve as a tribute to a scarred but resilient city.
Boston dealt with this in a Boston way, which is nice. You know, they had the whole Boston strong and all these things, but I hope it reflects here.
Now that the spires and lights are up, Eduardo's crew next puts three granite pillars in place. Each comes from a location considered special to three of the people killed in the bombings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.